Pash begins, because Baruch Hu tells Moshe, V'davar l'kev Moshe v'yom lov ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And he speaks to him with the name of Shem Hashem, Yudkev Avke. And he tells him, V'yir l'Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov, I appeared previously to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, V'kel Shakai, the name of Shakai, Shin and Dalet and Diyud, which me Hashem and Yaakov, I didn't tell them my other name, my name of Yudkev Avke, L'nidati Lem, I wasn't known to them with that shame. We see clearly earlier Hashem actually did use that name to the Avos. However, it wasn't the name he used for the conduct, whatever that means, of the Shem Hashem. That name he didn't use, but he didn't employ that with regard to his conduct with the Avos. The question is, what exactly is the Kosh trying to tell Moshe here? Furthermore, Rashi says, Vayidaber. The first word is Vayidaber. He spoke sort of harshly, so to speak, to Moshe. Why was that? Moshe previously, at the end of last week's parasha, was sent, HaKosh Baruch Hu tells him, it's time for the Gula, go to Parai and tell him it's time to send out Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Parai, he comes to Parai, instead of having any effect of the Gula, quite the opposite happens. The immediate reaction is that Parai turns around and makes the Sheba even harder than it was previously. All the suffering Klal Yisrael had until then got even worse when Moshe came. So Moshe turns to Kosh Baruch Hu and says, Me'oz basil Parai l'arav b'shmech, when I come to Parai, Heir l'mazda, you made it worse. V'hatzele yitzal b'samecha, here I was sent to bring good, and quite the opposite effect happened. How could I be sent to Parai under such circumstances? Kosh Baruch Hu responds to that. This is a harsh response. Somehow Moshe is in line for a harsh response for that. And that harsh response begins by telling him, you should know that I never showed up to the Avos, I never dealt with the Avos for the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. How is that a response to Moshe's, what Moshe came? Moshe came with a valid point that would seem like he had came with a taina. And Kosh Baruch speaks to him harshly and tells him it was wrong what you said because of this sort of taina. And then he goes on, Kosh Baruch continues further and says, V'gam, you should know I heard Klal Yisrael, Hati Meisis Brisi, and I heard Klal Yisrael, I heard the Tfilos. Somehow this is a continuation of that taina. And it would seem, just simply a derech pshat, the Shem Shaka, the Shem Shin, the Aviud, where does that show up? So we know all the way back by the Bris, when Avram Avinu gets the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Hashem shows up to him and says, Kosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram Avinu, and he says, Ani Kel Shaka, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'etam. He comes to him with the name Shaka, and with that he gives him the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So famously, the base lady says, what's the Shaykhus, what's the Kesher of the Shem Shaka, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'etamim, as a prelude to the mitzvah of Milah? So he says, ideas like this, Kosh Baruch Hu says, a person's physical anatomy is not perfect. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a Bris Milah. So go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do Bris Milah and perfect who you are. Make yourself the perfect, ideal person. Now, that being said, a person could ask, Kosh Baruch Hu, if that's true, so why didn't you create me that way? Make me with a bris. Make me imperfect, and I have to go and do it myself. So Kosh Baruch Hu says something called Shake. What does Shake mean? So no Shake stands for Sha'amar Le'lamai Dai. The world was, at the time of creation, was expanding and developing further and further. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, until he said, Shadai, Dai, it's enough. Stop right there. Don't go any further. This lady explains in various midrashim to this effect that the world not only was growing larger, but also in stages of development that was growing further and further. For example, right now we put a seed in the ground, it grows and grows, it turns all the way into wheat. From this little seed, we end up with a whole stalk of wheat. Theoretically, you could keep on growing further into a fully finished loaf of bread. The same way it grows into wheat, out of a little seed, keep on going even further. We're used to the concept that it goes and it stops at some point in development. Lasavalve says, things will be growing much further and beyond that. The idea is that a complete perfect world would grow to perfection. Kosh Baruch Hu said it has to stop somewhere. Why is that? Why did Kosh Baruch Hu stop the world short? So the Slavi says, the idea is, and this is what the mitzvah of Milah is all about, he says sometimes Kosh Baruch Hu says, even though naturally I would make everything perfect as far as I'm concerned, I want you to create Shlemus. I'm making things a little bit imperfect, a little bit difficult, a little bit hard, because I want you to be the one to bring the Shlemus. Your avoid in life is to take things that are imperfect, and that's your avoid, take something which is rough, take something which is difficult, and make it perfect. I want you to be Mashlem yourself. I could have done it myself. I could have made the world that way. The whole way the world is created is for a person's tachas in life, is to have things which are not perfect, they're not easy, and not so easy to come by, and he has to go ahead and perfect it. And that is the Mahalach of Kosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. Every time, Misalek Lefanei Ve'etamim, Rashi says that tzivoy, every time a person has a difficult scenario in life, talking about Avraham Avinu in particular, but he's talking about a person having this yainis. Here, the Kosh Baruch Hu is giving a way to understand how to go about this yainis. Every time a person has a challenge in life, so you say, where's the Kosh Baruch Hu? Where is he? Why isn't he helping me out? The answer is quite the contrary. He's giving you this challenge on purpose because he wants you to have something imperfect so you can rise through this challenge to create the perfection through what you can do. Here, Moshe comes to Parai, and Parai turns around and makes it even harder. So Moshe turns to Parai, Moshe turns to Kosh Baruch Hu and says, I came to Parai, I did exactly what he told me to do, and the effect was quite the opposite. So what's the point? Why did you send me? The effect I was trying to create didn't happen. And Kosh Baruch Hu tells him, you should know when I dealt with the Avos, I promised them a lot of things. I told them a lot of things, and they never saw the ending because they understood that's the way the world runs. The world is not always do you see the reward at the end of, all the way to the end of your avodah. Sometimes you have to work, and it'll be difficult, and it won't be clear to you. At the end of the day, you'll know you'll come to that. I have a mahalach called Hashem. There is one approach called Hashem where I show you everything clearly. That's not how I dealt with the avodah. You should have been on that darga as well, where you can appreciate that even though you don't see the ending, you should know that there's stages along the way that are difficult, and you have to grow through that. You should know, however, he says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tiny to Moshe is, first of all, understand that's how I operate. Understand that I work through the Shem Shakai, that not all the time can you see the perfection right away. But with that said, you should also know that we are coming close to the perfection, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues. However, in this case, we are getting to the next stage, and that is V'gam Shemati Yisnakas Bnei Yisrael. Even though normally we have such a mahalach, eventually you will see that clarity, and that will be when I hear the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, that will bring about the gula at the end of leaving Mitzrayim.